Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Right, thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you find yourself at right now. I pray that you are leaning in the arms of the Father and that you are covered in the blood of Jesus, the Son, and led of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's a lot going on around us, you all, and it's time for some type of unity and empowerment and inspiring and some serious love from the heart to take place in the land. And it has to start somewhere. So it starts with you. It starts with me. Amen. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord God, we come humbly led of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to say thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, the way, the truth, and the life, who gave his life so that we may live and breathe today. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions made before you, Lord God. Open up our hearts and minds to receive whatever you have for us tonight, Lord God, on Breaking Chains, Lord God. Stand guard of our hearts, Lord God, our mouths and our minds, Father God, as we open up ourselves to you, Lord God, and to your people. We ask that some type of unity take place right now and an empowerment in the land, Lord God, and the healing and the deliverance, Lord God. This in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, as we ask for our guardian angels to stand over these microphones, the speakers, those that are listening, Father God, and those that will be speaking tonight, Father God. Blessings be upon us right now in the name of Jesus. Healing be upon us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Deliverance be upon us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let it happen right now as we break chains. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor of God. You know what time it is. YAT Radio is signing on. It's time to break chains. Are you ready? Well, I'm ready. Everybody suit up and let's get do it. You ready? Let's go get it. It's our season, y'all. Right.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love, yeah. And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. The walls weed and build time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving for better. And what he put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part and bitch. trust them. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush them. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Feel I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. Soon as the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said present the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
Listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadulttalk.org.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you very much, big bro. What's up? Welcome back to the show. It's Breaking Chains right here on YAT Radio. I pray all is well with you, man. How was your day? You know, I know a lot of things going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of obstacles are put in front of you. I know those trials and tribulations trying to come up against you. But you got to keep telling yourself something like that. You know what I'm saying? God got me. You know what I'm saying? No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You got to speak against that enemy. You got to tell that enemy that I'm the child of the most living high God. You know what I'm saying? The one that created the heavens and the earth. You understand that the name of Jesus, you got to tell him he got to go. He has to flee. He can't even hang around. You understand what I'm saying? But in order for you to get to that point, my brothers and sisters, you have to study the word of God so that you can get to that point. So when you speak the word of God, see a lot of people are just using the word of God for their own personal gain. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus say, just because you say, Lord, Lord, don't mean that you're going to enter into my daddy's kingdom and where I am the king. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, he's the one that's going to tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. So there's a lot that's going on in this season right here, and I had to play that song, and I'm actually going to play it again because I'm having something going on in my spirit, man, and it's been real heavy because there's a lot going on that says that we still are divided people, we still are self-centered, selfish, gaining people, all about me, myself, and I. We still prove that we can only come together under certain circumstances, not in all circumstances. When God says that you know what I'm saying, that we should give our all to prove that we love him. You know what I'm saying? We should love him with our mind, body, and soul, right? So that's our all. That's everything. But he tells us also, how can you say you love me? You know what I'm saying? And you down there with your brothers and your sisters, and you don't love them, so you can't possibly love me. So you know what I'm saying? I'm not quoting it word for word, and God knows what I'm saying, and so do you. I'm speaking so that you can understand what I'm saying, because the way that we are living in the earth today, brothers and sisters, we act like we don't understand the word of God. Most important, let me say it this way. We act like we don't care about the word of God. How about that? And when you turn over and go over to Ephesians chapter 4 and you go down into verse 20, listen to this. It says, however, It's not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So why do we speak the words, but we don't want to live them? Why we just want to talk but not walk? You understand what I'm asking you? Because see, we are always looking for something to speak on and talk about, except the word of God, except the true and living Christ. You got a certain handful over here that's constantly speaking the words of God, but then you got those that are saying that we love God, but we ain't saying nothing. And then we say, you know, we're going to speak up for the people, but the people are suffering. And it shows. You know, tonight is Wednesday, and this is tonight that we kind of dedicate to hear from you and, you know, ask what's on your heart, what's on your mind. And, you know, until we get this night, you know, rededicated to where it belongs to our ladies, this is what we'll do on Wednesday nights, because God is going to bless us to be able to have our ladies' night back, our P31 virtuous women back on Wednesday nights. You know what I'm saying? Because God is doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like the song saying, I don't know what you heard, but God got me. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for you, but you know, it's something that we've gotten away from. And I'm speaking from my heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm opening this show just speaking from my heart right now. I think that we've gotten so complacent and comfortable in our way of living that we tend to not give thanks to God in all things. And the scripture tells us that we should give thanks in all circumstances. It says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. That no matter what, we should give thanks. We should be giving thanks in the good, the bad, and the ugly, the ups and the downs. It says in Ephesians 5:20 that giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks to God in the heaven for his steadfast love that endures forever. What are we doing that? Have you asked yourself that? When the last time you just thank God? When the last time you thank God for his son Jesus that you may have breath in your body? Did you put that together like that? When the last time you thanked him for the Holy Spirit that lives within you? That keep that danger unseen from being seen to you. That helps support that hedge of protection that's around you. That helps to communicate to those guardian angels to stop that accident 10 miles ahead of you on the way that you're going, to detour you somewhere else. Or to change that light. Anything. When the last time that you said that and meant it from your heart? We're so busy doing so much, and we're so busy that we're forgetting what's more important. When is the last time you were so busy that you forgot to pause and just say, thank you, Lord? Because you was rushing and you were doing this, you was doing that. And then here's the sad side to it, is that we always try to come up with something to justify why we didn't do it. When was the last time you analyzed yourself? besides trying to always analyze what somebody else is saying or doing or living or dressing or whatever the case may be. When the last time you didn't swerve in the road for tending to somebody else's, getting in somebody else's lane, meaning tending to somebody else's business instead of staying in your lane? Because if you're not going to get, and listen, if you're not going to cross over to the road, cross the other side of the road to help a person, why do you keep crossing over the lane to help to talk about a person, to hurt a person, destroy somebody, a person, or to try to run over their character? Why do you do that? Why don't you just ride down the street being the only person in the car with your mask on and just shedding up? Because you're the only one in the car, but you got a mask on. You walk. Let me leave that alone. Hey, man, I'm just talking about some things that need to be said. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of you saying it behind closed doors and not talking about it out in the open. Listen, here's something else. And I see my brothers have joined me. And even with that, my brothers joined me. I love to see my brothers because you think that men are just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you think about men these days because, you know what I'm saying, we men of God. We love God. And I think that's the most important thing a man should do is love God first more than anything in his life. So let's get ready to open up these phone lines, man, and have a conversation. 858-357-9137. Just want to hear from your heart. I want to talk about it. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hog the mic. And I want everybody to be mindful of the time. And, you know, let's really have a conversation. And we're going to come back. We're going to open up the phone lines and bring my brothers in. I see Pastor Jackson is here. Looking forward to speaking with him. And had him in for a while. I've been working. So we thank God. I see him on the line standing by. Pastor Joseph standing by, Pastor Melvin standing by. Everybody continue to pray for our overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, for the passing of his brother. Continue to keep that family lifted in prayer, the wife, the children, and all of the family members, and especially our overseer, Dr. Kemp. All right? I'll be right back. It's Breaking Chains, Young Adults Talk. I got to play this one song right here, man, before we get caught up in conversation. But I just want you to really listen to the song, but I really want you to spend time with the Lord for a few minutes before we get this show started, because you know, we got to do better about showing thanks to God and showing our true love for each other. You know, stop fighting that feeling and just do what God says. Let us start being obedient. No matter what it looks like to everybody else. Start being obedient to God and doing what thus says the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You constantly want to look like your daddy. Let's start acting like our daddy, living in his likeness, after his likeness, after his example, when he sent his son Jesus. And let's start being thankful for all that he gave us and offered us. How about that? Can we start doing that? Break it, say
it. I thank you for it all. Every ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears, the pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through, and everything I survived, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all.
Thank you.
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadulttalk.org.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how you feeling right about now, but that song right there should have been just tugging at your heart. You understand what I'm saying? You should be feeling a certain kind of way right now. Let me tell you something. If you standing tall and you breathing right now, you should be so thankful. Let me tell you something. You should be so thankful. So thankful. You should be screaming, thank you, thank you, thank you. But that's all right. I did it for me. You understand what I'm saying? I definitely did it for me. I tell you that. I did it for my seed. You understand that oh, man, let me move on. All right. I want to say good evening, everybody. Tell my brothers, man, all my sisters out there listening. All right, time to open up the lines. I want to hear what's on your heart tonight. I want to talk to the people. Pastor Joseph, you are here first, so I'm going to honor and be respectful. God bless you, sir. Good evening and welcome to the show. Pastor Joseph had an awesome day today, y'all. He had an early morning interview on the Inspire You Radio Network that's going to be airing soon. So everybody get a chance, I'll be letting everybody know when he's coming up. God bless you, that preacher. Welcome to the show. Great things with everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I tell you, it's a blessing when we come together in unity. It's a blessing in community. Amen. Hallelujah. In communion, which is coming, coming together, you know, with the same thing is coming, lifting up the name of Jesus and striving to continue to live the word of God. But I just love to just encourage the people to continue to believe the word of God, because they ought to deliver it. Like Pastor was saying, and everybody, we got to first believe it. You know, it's some people that don't believe the whole Bible. They don't believe the Old Testament. They just believe the New Testament. They don't believe we actually got to live by principles. We have to live by laws, you know, the rules, the word of God. The word of God is a law, whatever God say. And also, believing got to be turned to another level. You know, it's good to believe. Then we just get to that level where believing turns into action. That's why we believe the word of God, so we can act on it. And just continue to act on the word of God is faith. You know, faith is simply just, I believe, just acting on the word of God by faith. And I just encourage everybody to continue to act on the word of God. I believe we believe the word of God, but they got to be translated to a great faith, which is action. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, that Pastor. Thank you very much for that. It's about action. Got to take action, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to take some action. We can spit words out of our mouth all day. As long as you can speak, you can talk. You know what I'm saying? Smooth talking. You know, some always say, I got paid to talk on the radio for 35 years, so, you know, we could talk. But what do we do about it? What do we do about what we're learning, and are we trying to learn? I want to say good evening all the way out of Louisiana, one of our pastors there in the same city with our overseer, Pastor Melvin. God bless you, sir. Glad to have you tonight. Talk to the people about how you feel in your heart about what's going on around us and what's on your mind with it. God bless. Great thing.
First thing I want to say good evening to my daddy, to the ministers, all that are at the mic doing their level best to educate my sisters and brothers in Christ, those that are not in Christ. All we can do is just give it to you the way it is given to us. There is a responsibility that takes place. That's you. You have a responsibility. I don't care how much we give it to you. If you do not act upon it, it's doing you no good. It's doing you no good. I noticed I heard Pastor in that song when you played about thankful. That's one of the best ways to get my dad's attention, is to thank him.
Mm.
This is not automatic. So many of us, we know that a gift, when a gift is given to you, it's receiving joy, and it's you that having fun with it, enjoy it. That's what the gift God gave us, but he gave us a job with this gift, whether you know it or not, whether you've been taught it or not, I'm telling you tonight. He gave you a job with this gift of life, and that job is to praise him, obey him, follow his instructions. I have a transportation problem. I have to use public transportation right now. But I took a simple thing, and I talked with two of the drivers. And they told me, I never heard that before. I said, when you get out of bed, what's the first thing that happened? And she couldn't figure it out. And I said, wait a minute, let me change this. But I want her to understand the question. What's the first thing hit the floor? Your feet. Take one, whatever age you are, just track 1 year from that age. And then many of us start walking at 1 year. That's how many years those people have carried you around. And those feet never complain. My feet have never hurt. I'm 70, so I subtract 1 year from these feet and carry me around 69 years. Whenever you talk to your feet and say thank you, it may sound crazy, idiotic, but whenever you told God, God, thank you for my feet. That simple thing that we take for granted. People just say, no joke, my dad ain't to be played with. You got to learn to be thankful. I call each one of my organs out that I can remember. And I say, thank you, Lord, for doing what you're supposed to do. Come on, baby, you're going to do what you got to do today. Talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. You don't need me, Pastor Joseph, Pastor Will, Reverend Kemp. You don't need none of us to encourage yourself. Encourage your own self. That's your job. What you going to do when we hang these lines up? What are you going to do then? What are you going to do? Raise your land. You don't call Pastor Jackson 3 o'clock in the morning, Pastor Will, or me, or Pastor Joseph. No. Learn to encourage yourself. Be thankful. Don't you think God got to do this for these things? He don't owe you nothing. If any owing is done, we owe him. He didn't want to wrap himself up in human flesh and gave up the riches and glory, gave up all that rod and came down here for your shucky-ducky. He didn't have to do that. That's so you wouldn't have to die. And you can't even, what the record was just saying, you can't even get up in the morning and say, Daddy, thank you. Before I close, I want to give you one thing. I'm in pain now. One thing I learned about pain. A dead man cannot feel no pain. So if you feel pain, rejoice and be thankful. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, man, you're hearing the brothers. We speaking. And if you're hearing them, we not no angry, bitter black man, and we ain't excited jumping up and down because a man got to go to prison for killing a black man. We ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's not in our forte to do that. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody waiting to hear us drop the dime on that, but man, please, we talk about the glory of God. Right.
So
bring this brother on. He hadn't been on in a minute, and I know he glad to be at the mic. I know he probably tired, burn up, beat out. And everything, but you know what I'm saying? He get his strength, his energy from the Lord, so he good. All right there, brother. God bless you there, preacher. Welcome to the show, Pastor Jackson. How you doing, brother?
Praise the Lord.
To have you on, man. What's happening?
Man. Praise the Lord, sir. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
God
yes, sir.
Glory.
Hey, Pastor Jackson.
You know, how you doing, sir? God, a great evening to you all the ministers, Reverend Melvin, Pastor Joseph, and of course my main man, in the absence of Dr. Kimber, my main man, my brother, man. You just don't know how God brought us together, knowing some people all our lives, but not knowing each other. But it's like we've been knowing each other all our lives, and that's Pastor Roger Williams, who I thank God for pouring us so much into me. For pouring so much into me and giving me an opportunity to let my voice be heard on this podcast and being a part of this ministry. And I thank God for you, sir, and may God continue to bless you and your family in a mighty way, like only his power, Holy Ghost power, can do. This is powerful what you're talking about, sir. And I'm going to start off with this. The Word of God lets us know what does – and the Word – God showed me something today. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But then God through his Holy Spirit showed me this. What does it benefit a man to live in the natural but remain dead in the spirit?
Wow.
You living, but you dead in the spirit. Jesus, the Satan came upon Eve. In the midst of being disobedient. And she said, if we eat from that tree, God said we would surely die. But the enemy tried to twist that thing. He said, he didn't say you would surely die. In other words, how can he have said you would surely die, but yet you still talking to me, you still alive? But it's a spiritual death. It's a spiritual death. And that's going to be the difference between heaven and hell. That spiritual death. Yeah, you were alive and breathing, probably alive and well, but you were spiritually dead. D-O-A, dead on arrival. So be mindful of what you allow to enter into your ears, into your heart, into your mind. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Pastor, you said something earlier, and it was powerful. You said God keeps the unseen danger from us, or keeps us from seeing that unseen danger, and that's powerful. That's powerful. You also said that a man is supposed to love God more than anyone or anything, and you used 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks unto the Lord. See, we tend to pick and choose. If we hear that prophet lie, then we're going to give thanks to God. Because somebody has told us that God is about to bless us with this house, this car, this money, our bank account is about to explode. But we don't want to thank God when he's chastising us, only when he's blessing us. We don't want to thank God in the midst of the trials and tribulations. What Jesus said in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. But we have picks and chooses of what we want to give God praise, honor, and thanks for. But I just came by here tonight on my way to heaven just to say this. Are you breathing? Do you remember the cross? Did you wake up this morning? Those are things that should be automatic. Pastor Melvin said something about your feet. Your feet. Our knees should hit the floor in praising God before our feet hit the floor doing anything else in this world. Remember the cross. You breathe. You alive. But are you really living? Are you really living? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for the good, the bad, the ups, the down, the bitter with the sweet. We must praise God because the Word of God says you've been faithful, praising me in the little thing. Now I'll make you rulers over much. What about breath? What about the cross? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you for that. I want to thank you, preachers, for those words to the people and also to each other, to ourselves.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
We're hearers of the word, but also we're doers. So, but we listen and we continuously learn every day the word of God. But it's something that each one of you brought up, and the thankfulness and the praise to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And it's something, because I think that we tend to forget what Psalms 34, how it starts off, what it reads, and what it tells us to do. You know what I'm saying? I think that we tend to forget that the scripture tells us and says that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It says that my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
Together.
Say, I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So if we are to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth,
that, amen, everything
that says that we should pray without ceasing, how is it then that if we continuously say that we claim and we speak this, how is it that we don't show it by how we live?
See, come on now. Say that for them in the back. They ain't hear that. They ain't hear that.
How is that possible, Pastor? How is it that we are hearing people? Listen, we're going to talk about from the pulpit to the parking lot. We talking about how we going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise should be continually in my mouth. We going to pray without ceasing. But how is it that it doesn't look that way? Why don't
it continue? Huh?
Listen, if his praise is continuously in my mouth, why aren't the neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying, improving and growing and looking like God's block?
Because we're talking out the side of our neck.
So take a couple of minutes and answer that, Pastor Joseph. What's going on? Are we really just talking at the side of our neck? Are they mad at us for bringing it up right now? What is it that we're doing? We just running our mouth?
Anyway.
I think it's just that's kind of correct, but just a little incomplete. But I think it's good to continue to speak stuff to existing. You know, also talking out of sight about Nick. You know, but, we just got to keep marching forward. Name of Jesus, keep marching forward and keep like Monday nights our assignment and focus on our assignments, which is very, very, very important, because that's going to pull us, you know, to the future, because a lot of times things influences us like our past. Some people just stuck in the past, you know, and it pulls them backwards. Some people just stuck on distractions. You know, they're influenced by distractions everywhere, and so that kind of holds them down. And another thing that influences us is our assignment and our purpose. So being purpose-driven and assignment-driven and knowing our assignments in Christ Jesus, you know, just to witness to people and help solve problems and make people day better and just lend our light shine and keeping it simple as possible, like the man of God was saying, yes, sir, and continue, you know, however God lead us, to just to continue to let our light shine in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you very much. All right, Pastor Melvin, go ahead and comment on that as well. You say we're talking out the side of our neck. So elaborate. What is it that we're doing wrong right now?
One thing I like to say several of my surgeries, I was told good luck. No. Good luck. That was an opportunity for me to correct that person. And I took that opportunity to correct each one of them. There was no such thing as luck. That came from my ear, from a lot of Christian people. I didn't know any better, but once you learn better, you do better. There's no such thing as luck. Again, I hear another thing on people's cell phone. Have a blessed day. Why don't you help me and have a blessed day? This is what I'm talking about, talking out the side of your neck. It's just something sounds good to you. You're making yourself, you're boosting your ego. Have a blessed day. Why don't you check with me and see if my day being blessed. The days are blessed through us. Jesus, when he died, he left all provision here for us. It's up to us to see to that each one of our days are blessed. This is what I'm talking about. I mean, about talking out the side of your neck. You just want to talk. You just want to say things. It has no validity to it at all. It's just the norm. So if you're going to let stuff like that be the norm, let your work be the norm for the Lord. Practice it. Practice. I have to practice. Some of the things I do now have become the norm because I started practicing years ago. Thank you, Daddy. It just happened now. There ain't no talking outside of my neck. That's letting me see what a true Christian, when you just want to say to make yourself sound good, but God knows the heart. Peter, you got to realize when you say stuff, God knows exactly what your motive is or what your motives are. I want to look good. Lord, let this help somebody. Whatever it is I say, let it help somebody. That's what I mean talking out your side of the neck. Don't ever come up to me and tell me good luck. I don't want to hear that. I'm just going to be friend with you, Brother Melvin. God be with you. That's going to inspire me right there. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Pastor Jackson, come on and break chains on that same thing, sir.
See, first of all, the thing that we have to understand is, just like Pastor Melvin said, what's your motives and your intentions? You know, to thine own self be true. Is your worship for real? Are you really? The word of God lets us know in 1 Samuel 2 and 30, he said, I will honor them that honor me. You know, is your worship for real? Is your worship for real? Are you really seeking ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness? Are you just blowing smoke? Are you trying to be seen? Are you putting the spotlight on God for real, for real? Or are you putting the spotlight on you? Are you trying to be seen? Are you trying to perpetrate a fraud like you got it going on with God? But God is the furthest thing from your mind. The word of God said, these people honor me. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And remember, I just told you, 1 Samuel 2 and 30, said God said, I will honor them that honor me.
Amen.
He even made a covenant with Abraham. He said, I will bless them that bless you. But watch this. I will curse them that curse you.
Mm-hmm.
So are you really about your father's business?
Word on, son.
Now God knows the motives and the intentions of your heart.
That's it.
He knows if you're alive or if you memorize. You remember that old saying, Stevie Wonder? Are you alive or are you memorize? God knows. Man don't. Man can only see what you're doing and what you're saying. But God knows. God knows. Now, the question is, are you lying or are you memory? To thine own self be true, because God already knows.
Amen.
Pastor Will, when you mentioned just now about I will bless the Lord all the time, radio listening audience, how do you bless the Lord? Let me tell you. You know how you bless the Lord? Go find somebody to help. That's the best way to bless him. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, preachers, for that. It's something because, and let me say this, for those that are out there listening, out there doing the work of the Lord, preaching the gospel of Jesus the Christ, and serving the people based on humility of Christ, the instructions of the Word of God. And coming from your heart, doing it, not letting your left hand see what your right hand doing, and vice versa. Not, you know what I'm saying? Just doing things for selfish gain. We pray for you. We applaud you, and pray God's blessings upon your life abundantly. But for those that are out here for ill will gain, please flock in. Pulpit pimps, thieves,
amen.
Right on,
amen.
Peach.
All of you.
Good job, Peach.
You know, we talking to you right now, and my brothers and sisters, one thing about it is that if you go back to Ephesians 4, you know what I'm saying, starting at 17, it talks about your instructions for Christian living. And you need to pay attention to that, because God says once you accept his son Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you put off the old man and put on the new man. And that means that you become into the likeness of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. God knows that we're not perfect, but God expects you to put everything that you got into him. He said that you got to love him with everything, your mind, heart, soul, everything now. So if you're giving him your all, that means that you should pick up their all. Did you hear what I said? If you give your all, they give you their all. Did you get that right? You know what I'm saying? Because if you receive the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost overtakes you and the Holy Spirit jumps in you, guess what? You receive they all. But they know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Jesus say that you know, listen, my sheep know my voice.
So
the thing about it is that do y'all have that voice machine that you listening to? Or do you really hear, y'all know them voice machines they put on them singers, make them sound like they can sing? You know what I'm saying? They change everything. The whole dynamic of their voice. You take that voice machine with them. Listen, they was just voice thinking, lip syncing. But listen, I'm talking about that voice machine.
They were doing nothing.
I'm talking about, you heard what Pastor Jackson just said. Is it live or is it Memorex? You heard what he just said now. See, they put that voice machine and connected to that microphone, and you sound like, you know what I'm saying? You sound like Luther Vandross. But hold on a second. Mm-hmm. You unplug that voice machine from that microphone, then you sound like me singing. You sound like me then. And I'm not a singer. You get to sound like me, voice all cracking and all out of tune. So all I'm saying is that God sees your heart. You heard the brothers tell you. God knows your heart. Listen, God knows all his children. We just don't know who all our brothers and sisters in Christ are. We don't know.
He does. Amen.
But God does.
He does.
God does. God created you. He made you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means that everything in it. That's you and me. And one thing about it is that we have to do better in the way that we live, in the way that we treat each other, in the way that we handle each other, everybody. And then
that's
we have
right
to do
down,
it
right.
We have to do it with humility. You know what I'm saying? We have to do it in humility. You know what I'm saying? We have to be like
Amen.
Philippians
Amen.
2 when it tells us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. It says, rather in humility, value others above yourself, not looking for your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the other. So stop being so selfish and greedy, full of malice and selfish ambition. And then you want to see, you always complaining and grumbling and mumbling, wanting to see a change. Change can't take place till you change.
That's it. Change. Come on now. Say that one more
That's
time, Pastor.
You know
it.
What I'm saying? Change can't take place till you change. That's when change takes place. All you got to do is look at the man in the mirror, and you that's where change starts, with you. Change starts with me.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So my brothers and sisters, as things are changing right before our eyes, good and the bad, because everything ain't bad that's happening now. You just looking at things, and you're looking at things in physical
perspective.
Aspect. You know what I'm saying? Your perspective is physical.
instead of looking from the spiritual perspective of it, what God is doing. Pay attention to what God is doing. If you listen, if you love God and your heart is pure, you wouldn't be cheering at a man. Oh Lord, have mercy. See, I don't want to upset a people because I'm a black man. I am. My heart goes out to every black man that's been killed and murdered by police. But I got to go all the way back that were killed and murdered by the Klan. I got to go even further back that was killed and murdered by J. Edgar Hoover's crew and the FBI. I got to go even further back who was murdered by these men that call themselves presidents and Congress and Senate of this United States of America, LLC. I got to even call them out then because they were murderers too.
Long and pray. Long and pray.
They murderers too. Are we going to put all of them in prison? Are we going to put every murderer in prison?
That's good.
Nobody wants to see anybody. Listen, a real child of God does not want to see anybody lose their life.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what color skin Amen. That they have. No, it doesn't matter. Because truth be told, every man and woman walking on this earth came from one woman named Eve.
One. Ain't that something? One.
Every DNA came from that woman. Period. I don't care how you murmur and complain about it, how much you grumble about it, it doesn't even matter. God said that you need to do, listen, God told you in the book of Philippians to do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. He knew it was coming, and he told you to be prepared and to stop grumbling and arguing and murmuring. About nothing.
Sure did.
You got to get it right. Pastor Jackson says everybody want things to change, but they want to remain the same. You don't want to change. You complacent. You comfortable in your, but you sitting over here telling me what I need to do.
You better preach that thing.
And how I need to do it. But then we turn around. But then listen to this, Pastor Jackson. But then we turn around and look and listen. You doing what we doing?
Come on now. Come on, call them spirits out, Pastor.
You understand what I'm saying? So you don't have a loving together. You listen. You don't have a together loving spirit. You have an envious, malicious spirit.
My Lord.
Full of envy and jealousy.
Strife.
All that.
Ugliness.
But you, listen, boy, we gonna talk, man, let me get across the top of the hour. Boy, you about to get me started, see? Well, look at him. Listen, hang on, man, we gonna come back. Because I want to talk about that. Everybody get ready. Everybody take the gloves off when we take this break going in. Get somebody to pull your boxing gloves off and then tell them to pass you your brass knuckles. All right? You know what I'm saying?
Boy, I was just going to say they're going to show my knuckles.
Go get your brass knuckles and put your brass knuckles on. Let's go knock the head off this Satan devil. All right? Let's go bust his head open. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get him. Let's go get him. You know what I'm saying? Because aren't you tired? Listen. Aren't you tired of him coming at you and your family and your people? Aren't you really tired of it? And haven't you noticed yet that your gun, your 9, your AK, all that ain't stopped him? Have
ain't
you noticed
worked.
That yet? But seriously, have you noticed that has not worked? But have you noticed when two or more gathered in his name that he's in the midst? Don't you know when you take it to the Lord and leave it there, he tells you that the battle is not yours?
Don't you hear the Father telling you, I got this? Listen, he goes something funny for you. I'm going to go into this break. He goes something funny for you. I want you to think back a little bit, go back into like the early 2000s, and I want you to just boom, put your boom in, and then listen, Lord, I got to play with this. Act like the Lord coming down the street telling you, move, get out the way, get out the way, get out
get
the way.
Out the
Yo,
way.
Move.
Get out of my way. That's right.
Move out of his way. You standing in the way. Listen, you standing in the way of your blessing. You standing in the way of your healing. You standing in the way of your deliverance. Listen.
Come on.
You standing in the way of your promotion. You standing in the way of your increase. Listen, you standing in the way
overflow
of your new house, your new car. Listen, you standing in the way of things that God got for you. A new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of talking. You understand what I'm saying? He trying to put
the
new wine, and you want to hang on the old wine skin.
The issue is you.
It ain't gonna work.
Absolutely. There you go. The issue is you. Stand down, man. Stand down. Stand down. Don't you hear him telling you to
stand
down?
My Lord.
Stand down. Stand down. We're going to kick off the second hour. We want you to stand down. Everybody put that on their mind. Stand down. Stand down in the name of Jesus. It's Young Adults Talk. Break your chains. It's your season. I told you I got to play it again. Let's crank this thing up. YAT Radio, we live. We breaking chains. Let's go get it, y'all.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just
know
like
you
that,
heard,
you understand?
God.
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life.
You
words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex still, yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's a father's plan that I reveal his plan.
Let's go.
So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is.
Yeah.
Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. He ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure.
I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving before the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it clear, that's my fear. Now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to the second hour of Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains. We breaking chains. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear the chorus line? Did you hear? God got me. I don't know what you heard, but God got me. You got to start claiming and speaking it. Listen, you got to do something that makes a whole lot of sense. Sometimes you just got to stand down. Do you understand what it means to stand down? Do you really understand what that means? You understand what I'm saying? Do you know what it means when God got you? You know, all you have to do is do your assignment. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Be still.
When God's got you. Say again?
Be still.
Huh.
Stand down. Be still.
We in a season right now where a lot of things are erupting in front of us. A lot of things are going on that, you know, several people are not paying attention to. There's a lot going on in our communities. There's a lot going on in our homes, in our families, God's house, most importantly. When things start changing and being affected in God's house, and we start eliminating the word of God the way that it's supposed to be enforced, things start changing. And then you when you become a child of God, you are being able to recognize the spirit of God out here on his children. And the thing about it is that when I tell you to stand down, I want you to stand down in the physical and stand up in the spiritual. You understand? Because in the physical, we have to, you have to have a plan. You have to be focused, to go into action. You know what I'm saying? You got to know exactly what it is that you got to be doing, that your assignment is. And the problem is that you're moving too fast, and you're trying to outrun the commander in chief. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about the one that they call the earthly
Amen.
One. I'm
Amen.
Talking about the heavenly one. You know what I'm saying? Who's over the heaven and the earth? You understand? And the problem is that you're trying to get ahead of the boss. You're not liking the way the boss is handling things. You don't like the time frame that the boss is working in.
Too long.
You don't like the way that he's enforcing things. It's not moving fast enough for you. It's not the way that you would do it. You got a problem with the boss because the boss is elevating somebody else and ain't promoted you yet. and you get it aggravated. You know what I'm saying? And listen, you get it aggravated. And listen, let me tell you what's happening. By you getting aggravated, your job performance is dropping down. You understand? And it's being noticed by the boss. You understand? And listen, your things that you get, what is it? Your extra benefits that you get on the side for being this type of employee and that type of employee, they're being taken away from you. You understand? What you've been used to, they're being slowed down on you or removed altogether. And because your performance is changing, your attitude is changing, and most importantly, guess what? Your expression of love for the boss, for the daddy, for the king, has changed. You don't show it like you used to. You don't speak it like you used to, and you wonder why I'm telling you to stand down, because you being recognized in a bad way. You understand what I'm saying? See, one thing about your daddy and your mama when you was growing up, when you weren't getting in no trouble, you didn't have no problems with her, did you? All the rewards were there, were they not? You had access to your game if you had one. You had access to go outside. You had access to do things that you loved doing because you didn't have no problems with mama and daddy. But see, now you got problems with Big Daddy. Right now, you got problems with the Heavenly Father, the creator of all creation, because you've stepped out of line. You stepped into a place where you want to be all about you now. And guess
it's
what?
It's obedient.
You know, if you go to Deuteronomy 28 and read about it, you'll see what happens when you are disobedient to the Father. See, you won't be blessed going and coming. You understand? See, you get that in obedience. You wondering why things are not going. So brothers, we need to tell the people to stand down. Tell them why they need to stand down, because you can't outrun the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It's impossible. Pastor Joseph, when we tell the people to stand down, what is it that we need to inform the people about standing down, and what would that mean to them coming from you, from your pastoral, ministerial perspective?
Hey, amen. I like how you were saying, Commander Chief. I was reminded of a story back in the day when they went to war, and how the gospel was militant. It was strong, but when a lot of men went to war, they started preaching like a feminine gospel. And I think like that feminine gospel, we need to stand down with that. And we need to stand up with that militant gospel. That's why I love Breaking Chains, because it just inspired me so much to be more militant and just be more sold out for Christ. But I think it's time to stand down with that little feminine gospel, you know, to a certain degree, you know, just, you know, everything's going to be peaches and cream, but let people know, hey, it's time to put your soldier boots on, your brass knuckles, and fight the devil back, because he's a criminal, and he's going to keep coming back, keep breaking into your hearts, your house, and we just got to fight with the word of God. And Jesus, he said in the word that, you know, we search the scriptures looking and thinking it's going to give us life, but Jesus, he was saying the scriptures with him. So the scriptures are always going to testify of Christ. You know, we study the word of God so that Christ revealed himself to us even more and more and more. It's just beautiful how Christ just continued to reveal himself to us as we study the word of God. In so many aspects, you know, he showed us his wonderful person, you know, the wonderful person of Christ when we study the word of God, because the Bible, Christ was saying, you know, people were studying it, but not for Jesus Christ, not to see him. But he was saying, hey, these scriptures reveal me in so many aspects, you know, my wonderful person, and just studying the word of God and just with the be edified, stand up to that and stand down to, you know, that feminine, soft, watered-down stuff in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Love what you said about that, man. You know what I'm saying? got to get militant with this thing. Put your steel-toe boots on. Let's mount up. You know, let's get it. Woo-hoo-hoo. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you for that, Pastor Joseph. Want to move on, Pastor Melvin. Jump into that, too. Break chains on that. Tell people from the same thing, your ministerial, your pastoral, your perspective about standing down and what is time for, where we at. Break chains, sir.
Well, one thing we have to, I'm going to stick with that word, Pastor, that you gave me months ago, focus. You have to come to realization you ain't got no wits with Satan. What are you going to do when you go to Satan? Get your shucky-ducky cut in two. You ain't got no wits with Satan without Christ. Now, you want to go and get what Satan and take back what Satan took from you, you best try and take my dad with you. You've lost already. This guy, or whatever you want to call him, with all that stuff went on in heaven, he disobeyed up there. When he couldn't do the job what God gave him, God, the mercy seat, he wanted to sit on the mercy seat. So Michael took care of that. And when God asked him, said, Satan, where are you coming from? Where are you going? I'm going to and fro the earth. Check this part out. To see whom I may devour. This rascal haven't quit yet. When are you going to learn you cannot do this? This is not about bullets and guns. This is spiritual warfare. We ain't got no wish with this dude. This dude is beautiful. He's powerful. I mean, I don't want to give no credibility, but I'm just giving you facts. He's a bad boy in this earth. God, he the prince. He the prince. Now, Pastor Will can tell you all this, that in the Bible. I'm a student, I'm learning, but he's a prince. He ain't, but God told me, Melvin, you can be in this world. Don't be of it, because I've overcome the world. So stick with me, like Pastor Will said, I got your back. But when you go out on your own, try to do it yourself, you got a problem. Now, let me give you something. Now, there's not no facts anywhere that I know of. But have you ever noticed people that does good, everything works their way, they hardly have any trials and tribulation? I want you to think about the characteristics of Satan. What did my dad say? You're going to have trial. You're going to have tribulation. When you try to do what's right, you are going to be persecuted. That's when you deal with me. Now, look at all those that never have a problem. Think about who their daddies are. Use your head. Just use your head. Satan don't mess with nothing he already got. He go at that he have a problem with getting. And those are all those people that are in Christ who have these trials and have these tribulations. When you're trying to do the right thing, just say, Lord, thank you. I know where I am now. You're not lost. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So get your shucky ducky taken care of. Try to approach it by yourself.
No, I'm not going. I'm not no fool. I knew I ain't got no power with
it. That's right. None. Absolutely none. All right. Pastor Jackson, break chains on the same thing, sir.
and see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Some of the people are trying to fight the enemy in the flesh in their own name instead of the spirit in Jesus' name. And that's where they mess up. That's where they mess up. Stand down. When I heard you first say stand down, the first thing I thought of was the military, or even policemen that's surrounding a building that has someone that's held up in there. You know, and it's like you're on alert. You're on alert, and then once they tell you to stand down, that means you know you were ready, but no further action is required. And all the units, the brigade stood down. But then as I heard you continue to talk, the thing that the Holy Spirit placed in me was
We have to withdraw from the flesh and stand ready in the spirit for whatever the enemy tries to send our way. But the thing about it is we must be ready with the sword of the spirit at all times. Be ye ready at all times. Mm. But know that you must be armored up with the full armor of God, with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, girded with truth, your feet shod with the proper with the preparation of the gospel. You have the sword of the spirit, and you have the shield of faith. You know, so you're not coming in you ready to do battle in the spirit, not in the flesh. So many people, the word of God said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but in principalities of spirits of darkness in high places, you know. So many people, you're trying to fight in the flesh with only a battle that can only be won in the spirit. So stand down, withdraw from your flesh, and stand ready with the spirit of God, that sword of the spirit, the word. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord drove Jesus into the wilderness, Matthew 4 and 1, to be tempted by the enemy tried to use the Word of God against the living Word of God. You know, if you be the Son of Man, the Son of God, they command these stones to be turned into bread. But Jesus came right back at him with the Word of God. And he said, man should not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. You know, it's something because, excuse me, Pastor Melvin was talking about that old crazy one, that evil one, that the foolish one himself, biggest fool ever lived. You know,
amen.
But you got to call him what he is. But you know, 1 John 5:19 tells us that it says that we know that we are from God, but we also know that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. And the thing about it is, he says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, he say, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So stop being deceived and doing things that, you know, listen, you listen, God told us in Philippians 2, I got to go back there. He told us that, he said, therefore, my dear friends, you know, he called us friends. He said, he laid down his life for his friends. So he said, but then we became family. But he says that you have always obeyed. But he said, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence. Did you hear what I said? You know, you say that you walk with Christ. You got Christ in your life. He walks with you every day. He say, but not only in his presence. See, we didn't walk with Christ in the physical realm like the apostles did. We didn't do it. But see, we it says, but now much more in my absence.
Mm-hmm.
Much more. He say, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. God's assignment to you has to be fulfilled through you.
Mm.
But you have to do it. He said, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence. You still got to do it, and you can't even see me. And that talks about your faith, brothers and sisters. It's about your faith. It's about your love for him, to believe in him, to have faith in him, to do what he say he gonna do for you, for me. Let's believe in that. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna kick off our 2-minute warning. We're gonna get into it. And you listen to Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. You just gotta know. Check this out. for Breaking Chains, y'all.
You just gotta know.
You ever feel like life just coming at you a million miles an hour?
You just gotta know.
You just gotta know. Somebody's holding all together.
Life is like an elevator, a lot of ups and downs. People pushing your buttons and getting jerked around. I used to lurk around town, trying to work around, working so that I could hit the ground with the perfect sound. Even perfect sound sounds like work. When you spend your time flirting with the crown and the purse, if I was bound for berserk with a layover and crazy, a lazy Jay-Z hoping Rockefeller paid me, or rocking ladies would cop me a Mercedes. But that whole dream was an 80s baby. Missed that shot like a cop that's crooked. TV goes off, third eye still looking, mom still cooking. I can always go home, even though I'm 5 years past grown.
5 years past grown.
Here I go again, I'm still chasing the wind, I can't win. When it gets hot, it boils down to sin. If heaven ain't a gift, then I ain't getting in.
I can't even find no words for the way I feel, so I paint a picture, I paint a picture.
Wonder if they could, what would stars say? Or Venus and Mars say? All say that we want it our way. Stars so desperate to shine, they go on living the hard way. The intellect to travel to Mars is so blind. We worship Venus, but she don't even know who we are. And she never cared why, cause she wasn't there when I was trying to drown my sorrows in a pool of despair. I ain't perfect, sometimes I feel worthless. Worthless than that is the image that I done purchased. Man from the shades to the shirt to the shoes. Just another fool trying to cover, he's confused. That ain't cool, sometimes I hate the man in the mirror. Cause I know he's a liar and a cheater and a killer. People say they love him, but they love what he can give him. But deep inside he knows that there's a reason for him living.
I can't even find no words for the way I feel, so I paint a picture, I paint a picture.
Breaking Chains, time for us to kick off our two-minute warning. All right, check it out. You already said life is like an elevator, a lot of ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you're always going through something. Something's always happening to you. That's why you need to focus on Christ. You need to focus on the Word of God. You need to pray. Pray without ceasing. That's what you need to focus on. You know what I'm saying? Life is going to always have ups and downs. It's about how you look at life. You know, look at life like this. I read this the other day. It says, life is like a camera. You have to focus on what's important and capture the good times, the good view. You know, my daddy used to say, you see, when you look through the viewfinder, you see that little box that used to be there? You understand? But he said you got to pay attention to everything that's behind that box, too. That's going to also be in the picture. You understand what I'm saying? But then it says that you got to develop from the negative. You remember you had to turn in the negative to get the picture? Remember back in the day when they had those cameras? Ain't like that no more. But you remember that? You had to hit the negative. Develop from the negative, and if things don't work out, take another picture. So you got to turn your negative. You know what I'm saying? Turn your negative into a positive. You understand? And then guess what? If that situation don't work out, that means God don't want you a part of that situation. Move on from that and take another picture somewhere else. It ain't fitting right. Some don't look right in the picture. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen, life is full of ups and downs. All right, 2 minute warning about to kick off. Everybody get your watches ready. Let's go. Here's the questions. Let's go. First question, Pastor Joseph, do you feel that we are taking this life that God has given us very serious and using it to the ability to lift up the kingdom of God? Your 2 minutes start now. Break chain.
Amen. I believe just like how you have all places everywhere, some untapped oil haven't been tapped into yet. You know how you just find oil in Texas and some oil. I believe the body of Christ is still going to grow and grow, because once we get pruned, it makes it bring out the best in us. When we go through stuff like this, and what we're going through is very tough. You know, it's a tough situation we're going through, but I believe it's going to bring out the best in us in Jesus' name. And I think the best is yet to come for the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. I am with you on that. I do agree, sir. God bless you. Thank you for that. All right, Pastor Melvin, throwing the same question your way, sir. Your 2 minutes starts right now. Break change. Pastor Melvin.
Yes, sir. What was the question, Pastor?
Do you feel like we're taking life serious today, and are we using our lives to better the kingdom of God?
I can't. I'm not gonna say take it all. You really got some ministers that are trying, and you got a lot of Christian people that are trying. I'm not gonna say that. Everybody is not. But I can say the vast majority of us are not, because our focus is bad. Our focus is so much stuff we go through each day. I'll just say it like this. We don't have time. We don't give the Lord time. That focus got to be changed, Pastor. It's got to be changed, and we need to let the other minister know. We have to deal with the focus, so Jesus can deal with the focus, so then the reality will take place in each and every one of our lives, which is my daddy. That's it. Thank you.
Amen. That's focus. Amen to that. All right, Pastor Jackson.
Breaking up bad, Pastor. Breaking up bad.
Okay.
Hello.
Pastor Jackson.
Hey, Pastor.
The thing about it is, and I'm going to make it short and sweet, be not conformed of the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Come on, Lord.
That's it.
That covers all of it. Pastor Jackson, that covers all of it. You ain't going to say nothing else.
God be the glory.
So we just got to accept that now.
Okay. Here's the next thing. All right. My next one is that can we continue to move forward as a people to do what we need to do in the community to make our community look different? Can we change our community? Do we have the what do we want to say? Do we have the urge to want to, the drive, the love for our communities, for us to come together to change our communities, to make them better? Go ahead, Pastor Joseph.
Oh yes sir. And just like Pastor was saying, the word of God, one will sow, one will water, but God will get an increase. And just knowing. And spirit discerning is very powerful. It's very real. knowing what people we dealing with in the community, because some people, they are, a baby don't need to be just taught and just learned as soon as it come out the womb. It needs to be nourished. And so some people, when we minister to them, they just need a hug. They just need the love of God. You know, there's some people, you know, they need prayer. They need to sit down and study the Word of God. And just knowing what we're dealing with in the community and knowing what bait to use, yes, sir, we can be effective in the community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. Pastor Jackson.
I got to make it short and sweet again, you know, and I'm going straight to Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on God and don't give up on each other. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Did everybody answer that question?
No, I guess I'm just Melvin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, there was a song, it's a doggy dog world, it ain't no lie. I ain't got to walk the streets that night. That was the temptation. I'm on my brother's keeper, and Pastor just said it. We have to learn to, we keep redundant saying the same thing over and over, but it is the truth. People are doing so well now. I'm going to get me, doggy dog world.
Come on.
And they said that a long time ago. I'm going to get me. I have heard this so many times, and I know you all keep saying the same thing. Playing music in church 53 years. I saw so much, and it's just not there. People do not believe I'm my brother's keeper. Yes, you are. Thank you.
That's right. Amen. Yes, you are. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let me say this. I know everybody's like, you know, we always talking about the issues and bringing them out, but you know what I'm saying? We just don't leave it there. We give you the word of God, but then we come up with solutions. We offer solutions that God gives us.
Yes,
God,
sir,
gives solutions to every problem. God offers a way out of everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're going to get yourself in something, God is going to come and help get you out. Did you hear what I said? I say, if you get yourself in something, you understand?
Yes.
And God will come help you get out of that situation.
Especially if you're trying to do what's right.
Especially if you are serving him and striving to do what's right. Because he know none of us are perfect.
My dad is coming.
He's going to be right there. You understand? And listen, here's the thing. What is it that time for a solution. 2 minutes. Let's go get it. Give some solutions. And listen, let me say this to you now, and before you make your response. Let me say this to you. Let's put this out there because everybody know who we are. We know that everybody going to say, turn to the word of God. But I need you to comment to some people. Not only, I want you to add something else to that comment. You know
there
what I'm saying?
I need
you to add something else to the comment when you comment instead of saying, you know what I'm saying, we gotta study the word, you gotta study God, you gotta study that we know that we push
Show
that confidence.
Off.
But we need to give them a solution now on we gotta hold their hand like a new baby getting ready to try to walk. You understand what I'm saying? A person just first time getting ready to read. I need you to comment to them too. All right, let's go get them. Pastor Joseph, jump in there and give that solution, sir.
Amen. Like Pastor say, stay focused. In a way, we stay focused, we got to eliminate distractions. You know, that's the first thing. The key to staying focused, we got to highlight what is distracting me today from getting the word? What is distracting me from praying? What's distracting me? Finding out what's distracting us. And then we need to find, we got to practice something. You know, people say practice ain't perfect. That's so true. Because we'll get a technique like LeBron James, Michael Jordan. People, you know, they know them because they dedication to the exercise and stuff like that. So
I'm going to say fuel our body, you know, drink that water, do certain stuff, exercise, those little bitty small things. Greatness is those little small things done well, you know. Yes, Lord. You know, studying two or three scriptures when you wake up in the morning, you know, for breakfast or lunch or dinner, you know, those little bitty small things, that's greatness done well. You know, some people think it's the big things being seen, but those greatness is those little bitty small things we do very well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Boy, that's good right there. That's what I'm talking about, coming out the gate with it. All right, Pastor Melvin, jump in, sir. Come on with it.
Wow, boy, Pastor David, he covered so much. But why don't you try practicing once a month? Let's start off with once a month. If you're married or your husband will say, hey, baby, we're going to go find one person this month, and we got an extra couple of $100. Now, this is realistically facts. Let's go find somebody and pay their utility. No, we ain't going to send it to the charity place. Let's go down the street and find somebody. That is practicing God characteristics. That's the way it works. I guarantee you, you would see a difference. With me, this thing here is beginning to be the norm now. I almost forgot about my car, other things, tangible things. And you know, when I left those things alone, I don't even have no problem with transportation, none. Every central place I need to go, I get there because I turn it over to him. I gave all my care to him and let him handle it. I'm having no problem. I can see it within myself. Turn it over to God. But then just try to look for somebody to bless. Don't send anybody no luck. Don't tell nobody have a blessed day. You help them to have a blessed day. Better get up off your shucky duck and go find that person you tell them to have a blessed day and make sure they have a blessed day when they go to bed that night. They feel good. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Pastor Jackson. Frank Tay's on it, sir. Pastor Jackson.
Hello. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Once,
yes,
once we get into the realization, Pastor, and my fellow pastors and brothers on the line, once we and I'm talking to the radio land, once we, and I say we, meaning all of us, including us on this podcast, once we all really grasp and get into the realization that it's not about us, that it's all about God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So many times we make it about me, myself, and I. We're not, and like Reverend Melvin was saying, find someone to bless. You know, wake up in the morning asking God, God, what would be my assignment for me today? How can I be a blessing unto you today? I'm not coming asking you for anything. I want to do something for you. You know, Janet Jackson had a song out that says, what have you done for me lately? Who have you done something for lately? You know, we love to say God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. But who needs have you supplied? Who have
there you go.
Who,
there
who
you
have
go.
You put before you?
That's
who
what
needs
I'm
have
about.
You met before yours? Because when you take time to put somebody else's needs before yours, you better believe my God, Father in heaven, will not let you go. You won't miss a beat. You
he
won't
got
miss
your
a
back
beat because you're about his business.
Come on, boy.
You know, Pastor Rod, you said, God got me. So if you know, when
back.
We really know and believe that God got us, let us do for somebody else because we know God will meet all our needs according to his riches and glory. I'm reminded of
let him try
it
and see.
I was reminded in the book of James, when they say, faith without works is dead. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. And then they told the sister and the brother, okay, go be blessed and be warm. But you didn't do nothing to try to help the situation or condition. You didn't take your coat off and put it on them. You didn't give them a few dollars so they can go eat. You want them to walk by faith and not by sight. But you got sight in your pocket, but you won't give it to them. You got faith in your pocket, but you won't bless them with it.
You, we want to put everything on God, trust in the Lord, yeah. without, and the Word says so.
Right.
But God placed you in that in their path to be a blessing, but the blessing that God gave you to bless them with, you kept it for yourself. But you always want to tell people, walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm going to tell you, stop being conformed to this world and be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Practice what you preach.
Amen. You can help a man walk the walk.
Amen. 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 All that's good. So
you can find up at the end of the show. Pastor, we getting fired up at the end of the show. But Pastor, right quick, you can help a man today, the Bible says, then you're going to push it off to tomorrow. Ain't that something?
Mm.
You got the means to help
and
him right now, and you put it off to tomorrow.
And he might die tonight.
You know, what the word is, Pastor, we say, woe unto you.
Mm.
Woe.
I tell you, we have to... We have to become that example.
Amen.
We have to become the light of the world that we were called to be. We have to become the salt of the earth that we were told to be. We accepted that charge. He said, I charge thee in the front of the creator of the heaven and earth and the savior of the world. You know what I'm saying? To preach the word.
Prepare
this season and out season.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Always be ready, on point, ready to go. And the thing about it is that it says reprove, rebuke, and exhort. You know what I'm saying? You got to call it out. You got to put it on the spot. You got to destroy it, and then you got to build them back up. Because you got to call. See, you got to call the spirit out instead of stop calling your brothers and sisters out.
That's right.
See,
and
that's
what they're doing.
And
that's what they're doing. Bye.
And the thing about it is that you claim to know the word. If you know the word, start living the word.
Apply
and that's for all of us. We're not just talking on the other side of these microphones. We talking to the ones that's talking through these microphones as well. We talking to all of them.
Amen. Help me.
So see, I don't know about you, but I'm always asking the Father for help. I'm always calling on my daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm always calling on. I need Jesus with me all the time.
Because
you devils always trying to come in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the time.
Help coming from me. He made heaven and earth, Pastor. Yeah, that's where it comes from.
So one thing about we're not gonna worry about the devil. Because our daddy created him too, so and then he made him less than under, put him under our feet actually, and made us a little lower than angels.
Amen.
So he mad because we got all the power that he had. He ain't got none. So that's the thing. And one thing I want to say to you is that I said this to you before. If you want to see how God works, pay attention to how God works.
Come on.
And
if you want to do what Jesus did.
And listen, and if you want to do it like Christ did it, start doing it like Christ did it.
Amen.
Amen. Did you get that?
By faith in the Father.
You got to learn to humble yourself. You got to learn to swallow your pride. You wonder why things going crazy because it tells you why. Pride comes before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. You've been walking around with your nose stuck up in the air, your chest all out,
chest
looking
all
down
out.
On people.
Come on.
What you think gonna happen? What you think gonna happen?
Build him up and he calm down.
You listen. You didn't wait for God to build you up. You build yourself up on the backs of other people.
Okay, he tore you down.
What you think gonna happen? Eventually, your day gonna come or has come that you fall.
Wrecking ball.
And the hand that takes you down is a hand that you can't get up from.
Ooh.
So
you're gonna make somebody mad. You better try to shut up. You're gonna make them people mad.
So be mindful of what you're doing. Be mindful of what you say.
Amen.
If you're gonna claim to be a child of God, if that's who we claim to be, that's who we need to be.
Yeah.
That's who we need to be if that's who we claim to be.
And
I'm
remind us and act like it.
That means that you need to humble yourself. That means that you need to start being your brother's keeper, your sister's keeper, and start acting like a child of God. And then you will see change. Simple
Amen.
As that.
Amen.
I know you wanted to get into a deep conversation tonight and talk about some other things, but that comes on men's night. Come tomorrow. You know that. We take the gloves off, bring the brass knuckles. We're going to talk about what you chin about a man going to prison for killing a black man, and more blacks than got killed in the last couple of weeks by police. I know you want to talk about those things.
Yesterday in Columbus.
I know you want to talk about them, but you tune in tomorrow, and we'll bring it to the table. Give you the heads up now that you can call in and get in on the conversation. We're going to talk about those things tomorrow, but we're going to talk about them based on the Word of God as well, first and foremost. So we thank you for being here tonight. Let me give our Black History honoree. Tonight, our Black History honoree is Mr. Thomas Day. Mr. Thomas Day exhibited a natural ability for woodworking in an early age. Sometime after 1822, Day started his own furniture shop in Milton, North Carolina. He went on to become one of the most respected furniture makers in the South, an incredible feat for an African-American before the Civil War. Wealthy plantation owners and two governors requested pieces, and the University of Carolina hired Day to provide the woodwork for one of the original buildings at Chapel Hill. His use of steam-powered tools and mass production techniques made him a pioneer in the woodworking industry. Mr. Thomas Day, that's what I'm talking about. Our Black History honoree for tonight. Amen.
Awesome,
all right.
Awesome,
here's our health tip for tonight. Don't forget, get your exercise on. You heard Pastor Joseph mention it to you. We talk about it every night. Make sure you exercise and stretch. Drink plenty of water. 64 ounces is a minimum that you put in your body on a daily basis. You say, what is 64 ounces? You get 8 glasses. Put 8 ounces of water in each glass, and that's 64 ounces. Better yet, go in your kitchen over there, get 4 16-ounce bottles of water, and drink all 4 of them. That's 64 ounces. Now, however else you want to do it, just do it.
Instructions don't get no better than that, Pastor.
Put you 64 ounces
of water. You can't follow that one. It ain't your fault.
Every day, all right? Make sure that you eat your vegetables. Make sure you eat your fruit. Make sure that you cut back on all the fried foods, all the sugar. And most importantly, make sure that you become a vegetarian at least one day out of the week. Don't put no meats in your body. You got me? All right. Take better care of yourself. We need you healthy, physically, mentally, and most importantly, spiritually. Study the Word of God to show yourself approved before God. You understand what I'm saying? Don't worry about nobody else. Study that word, understanding that word. He's saying, and all I get and get an understanding. You got a question about that word, ask God and ask somebody that know the Word of God, period. Don't just go to anybody. Go to somebody that know it. And pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Because the scripture says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. So make sure that you stay before God. We need you healthy, spiritually most importantly, all right? All right, thank you for turning us on tonight. I want everybody to humble themselves, and let's get ready to go before the Word of God. Most gracious and merciful Father, we just thank you for tonight, Lord God. Father God, we just ask to cover the brothers that are on tonight, Father God. Cover them and their families, Lord God, as we thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, for your son Jesus to be in the presence of his Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, we lift them up on high, Father God. We continuously pray for Dr. Kemp and his family, Father God, for the loss that they've experienced, Lord God. Continue to keep your arms around them, comfort and strengthen them. For all that are out there going through situations right now, Lord God, comfort and strengthen them, Father God. Let a healing and deliverance take place in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we pray for Pastor Jackson's son, Thomas, Father God, who had to go to urgent care, Father God, for some tests, Father God. We pray for a healing, take care in his body, Father God. Father God, we also pray for Pastor Jackson, who will be traveling this weekend. Father God, we pray for traveling grace over him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, send the guardian angels with him and fly with him, Father God. Take him to and fro to his destination, Father God, and let him be covered, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this ministry, Father God. All the ministers, the pastors, and teachers, and preachers of this ministry, Father God, continue to move on them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We send you thanks, Lord God. We say hallelujah to your name, Lord God. We praise and honor your name, Father God. We say all of this in the name of your son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. All God's children say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen.
We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The men of valor, we bring our brass knuckles back out. We really get turned tomorrow, so
amen.
Come on in. We're going to pray that Pastor Jackson will be here, and we're going to speak that in the atmosphere right now.
Amen.
So we'll see everybody tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless your pastors. Have yourself a blessed night, you and your families. God bless everybody out there. We out of here. Peace out, everybody. Good night.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm just trying to be.
Great as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me.
Peace.
Lying from Zion, I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're family, yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
Miami.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.